Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings Harbor and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Bruce Ellis, and this is the Insider Report. So sit back, relax, and let your ears do the walking as I fill you in on what's going on in the area this weekend and beyond. Well, hello, 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 and welcome to this week's show. Woo! I hope you all had a great last weekend. Christmas parties all around. Yeah, we went to Sabina's, the Dollar Tree, did their Christmas party out at Lucky 7 Casino, and it started at 8 o'clock at night, so that went into the night a little bit there, so we had a good Saturday night going on there, but basically we just hung out, watched the Little Prince on the weekend, and didn't do too much, because we're saving up all the fun. When you hear this show on Tuesday, we're going to be at the We Ask You Inn hanging out and being cool for a couple of days of R&R in Grants Pass. So, there we go. I'll be talking about that next week. But you know what? Yeah, we got a lot to be talking about because December is happening. So I'm just going to get on with the show and start throwing out some music lineup here first. At the 101 Bar and Grill, we got Thursdays, line dancing, and ladies' night if you're feeling right. On Wednesdays and Sundays, they got karaoke. And, of course, every Monday night, steak special. And on the 16th, coming up this weekend, we got Jesse G on the 16th. And then on the 18th, they got comedy and steak night. That's at the 101 Bar and Grill. And then we got Catalyst Seafood, where they got the world's longest happy hour. That's right. It's on Sunday through Thursday from 2 to 6 p.m. And let's see. You'll have to call for a musical lineup at them. I've been trying to get it, and I think they book them so little too late for me to get it in the paper and all that stuff. So, just give them a holler at the Catalyst and they'll tell you what they got going on. Checo Brewing now on the other hand, they got me something for every day here. On the 14th, we got Frankie C happening. On the 15th, Keith Jones. On the 16th, Lon Goddard. And on the 21st, Frankie C. And on the 22nd, Patty and Acuna. And that's at the Checo Brewing, Foggy Bottom Bar and Grill. Once again, we got a call for a music lineup on them. I might have some stuff on them later on here in the show. I think I got some notes on them. So that's the Foggy Bottom Bar and Grill. We'll get them later. At the Misty Mountain Brewing, Monday and Tuesday they're closed, but Wednesdays and Thursday they're open. Friday and Sunday, you can call for a music lineup. At Rivers End Sports Bar, there is something going on every day. On Monday, they got happy hour all day. Tuesday's margarita specials. Wednesday's a 50-cent wing day, and it's songwriters at play. Thursday's food and drink specials. Friday's DJ night. Saturday's the local bands or a DJ. And then Sunday, there's sports going on there. And it's NFL time. And they also got NASCAR going on there as well. So that's at the Rivers End Sports Bar. At Sebastian's Bar and Grill, they got Gilkirk Tickling the Ivories for your dining pleasure, Wednesday through Saturday, 6 to 9 p.m. That's at Sebastian's Bar and Grill. Vista Pub, they got jazz on Thursday. All music starts there at 7, and coming up, they got Frankie C. on the 15th, Cam McVeigh on the 22nd, and on the 29th, Heidi, Jake, and Luke. So that's what's going on at the Vista Pub. And if you're up in Grants Pass, we got the Laughing Clam, where they got music on Friday 7 to 10 and Saturday 6 to 9. And coming up, they got Jim Lesher on the 15th and the Western Express. And on 16th, Mike Bronze. On the 22nd, Bo Berry Band. And on the 23rd, Barefoot Servants. And then here we go, beautiful CC by the Sea. We've got at the Inn of Teca on the 15th, we got comedy coming up. On the 22nd, Frankie C. And on the 29th, Holus Bolus, that's what's happening at the Inn of Teca. And then right around the corner at Seaquick Brewing, we've got on the 16th, Holus Bolus. On the 22nd, Dr. B. On the 23rd, Bob and Al. And on the 30th, Steve Berg. That's what's happening at Seaquick Brewing. Now for a few individual schedules, we've got Tony Land. She just gave me out to the 9th, so I don't have nothing for her. Let me see, Rap Brush is going to be playing at the Coon Tie on the 5th and the 26th. Frankie C. will be playing the Coon Tie on the 18th and the 23rd there. Lon Goddard will be playing at the Coon Tie on the 12th and the 19th. And then he'll be on the 21st at the Brian Scott Gallery upstairs from 11:30 to 1:30 p.m. Okay, that's Lon Goddard. And then Steve Harrington, he's Wednesday nights at the Coon Tie from 6 to 8. And then on Fridays, he's with a little band that gets together with a couple of ladies, and they have Three's More Fun. So that's going to be happening at the Coon Tie on Fridays. And then New Year's Eve, Steve is going to be with Chris Milieu at the Elks Lodge New Year's Eve party from 5 to 8 p.m. And then, of course, we got Ray Cornell, the piano man, now playing at the Checco Activity Center every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11:30 to 12:30 p.m. You can catch the piano man. Oh, yeah, coming up this weekend, oh, thank you very much, we got the Ultimate Elvis, Justin Chandler, doing his holiday special at the Elk Valley Casino. That's happening the 16th at 8 p.m. Come join us for a special holiday concert by the man called the Ultimate Elvis by Elvis Presley Enterprises. That's right. The tickets are going to be happening $20 each on sale. They already started on sale at the cashier's cage or online. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. and the show starts at 8 p.m. I'll try a little Elvis action here. Blue Christmas. Okay, hey, that's right. Let me see. We got the Brookings Harbor Lions Club is presenting the Nature Coastal Holiday Festival of Lights. That's been going in full swing at Azalea Park. Hope you're able to get out there and check that out. They got over 500,000 lights transforming Azalea Park, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. nightly. Let's see, they'll be closing this on December 31st. $2 for adults and kids under 12 are free. Hey, the Oxenfree is presenting a little James F. and the Blackbirds Tom Petty tribute from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. coming up on the 16th. We got a teen writers group for teenagers 12 and up. The teen writers group is meeting at 5 p.m. on the first and third Friday of December. Come to the library annex at 402 Alder Street to share your writing and get inspired. They also have Unwrap a Great Read contest going on. Looking for a reason to refresh your reading list? Need a new author in your life? During the month of December, a collection of wrap books for adults and children will be on display next to the library's Christmas tree. Each book will have a tag with clues about the book, but you won't know what you're getting until you unwrap the book and check it out. Anyone brave enough to unwrap a great read will have their name entered in a drawing to win a complete hardcover set of J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter books. Second and third place winner will receive a $15 Fred Meyer gift card. Winners will be chosen at 5:30 p.m. on December 22nd. One entry is allowed per person per day. So unwrap a great read going on. Oh, yeah. Hey, they still need some entertainment going on there at the Nature's Coastal Holidays at Azalea Park. They need volunteer musicians. They've not been able to find entertainment. They're looking for solo acts or duets, small 3 or 4 member groups to sing and play holiday music. They're not really in a position to pay for entertainment, so it's purely on a volunteer basis. Here's what they do. They have an enclosed room off the snack bar, which will be used for setup and performing. The room allows them to pipe the music over the entire park. And of course, the room is not visible to the public. Performers will do a 2-hour set from 7 to 9 p.m. They will be announcing the entertainers performing on Curry Radio. And of course, I will be announcing it on the Insider Report on KCIWLP 100.7 FM. If interested, please call Leslie at 530-521-5621. And I haven't had a name to announce yet, so I'm thinking that they haven't been getting any volunteers. So, hey! Come on, you guys, you're out there, show some skills there for the holiday season. I'll get it out here in a minute. It is Monday, taking advantage of the situation here. But yeah, they need some musicians out there. So if anybody's interested, please call Leslie. Hey, Calvary Chapel of the Redwoods presents the 3rd annual drive-through live nativity scene. This is happening on the 16th and the 17th at 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. This is at 3180 South Fred D. Haight Drive, Smith River. Okay, the Calvary Chapel of the Redwoods. Oh, they got a Breakfast with Santa coming up here on the 17th at 9 a.m. It's going to be at the Brookings Event Center, which is at 800 Checco Avenue next to Tangles. Come enjoy a pancake breakfast with Santa Claus. The cost is $5 for children and $10 for adults. Cheerleaders and tumblers will have tickets for sale starting November 27th. Let's see. So holiday meals on a budget at the Curry Public Library in Gold Beach. We happening on the 14th from 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. You can learn how to save money during the holidays with helpful tips from Stephanie Palizzi. Palizzi is a fellow of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics and is in her 11th year working for Oregon State University's Extension Service in Coos and Curry Counties. Okay. Well, hey, just been handed this important announcement. A mall in Boise, Idaho just reported that a giant stuffed bear in their toy store mysteriously exploded for no apparent reason. No one was injured in the explosion, but 10 people were overcome by fear. Sounds like a case of bear today, gone tomorrow. In unrelated news, boy, I feel good all under. All right, hey, they're looking for vendors, handmade vendors in Grants Pass. They're doing the Last Chance Christmas Market. This is going to be happening on the 15th and 16th this weekend coming up from 12 to 7 on the 15th and on the 16th from 10 to 5 p.m. If you're interested in being a vendor, they're looking for people who do handmade crafts and everything. Call David at 541-660-4772. All righty. Christmas Movie Marathon going on at the Curry Public Library in Gold Beach. This is on the 23rd from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Stop in to watch your favorite Christmas movies all day if you like. We will have movies playing in two rooms. Check our Facebook page over the upcoming weeks for the full movie schedule. Movies at the Curry Public Library. All right. And then here we go. We've got Miracle on 34th Street here coming to town here. They've got it going at the Chetco Playhouse. Let's see, happening on Fridays, 7:30, Saturdays, 7:30, and Sundays, 2 p.m. matinees. This is going on from the December 8th all the way through the 17th. The weekends, for reservation, you call 541-469-1877. Tickets are available at New Wave Video, Wright's Custom Framing, or at the door. It's at 1240 Chetco Avenue. You know the story. Living in retirement home, Chris Kringle gets a job working at Santa at Macy's. After referring parents to other stores for the children's gifts, Chris finds himself in a competency trial because they think he's deluded and dangerous. So there you go. So that's the story. The doors open at 6:45. That's happening. Let me see. Adults are $12 and students are $6. That's Miracle on 34th Street. And they're doing auditions for the play Death Trap by Ira Levin at the Chetco Playhouse. Death Trap is a play written by Ira Levin in 1978 with many plot twists, which references itself as a play within a play. It is in two acts with one set and five characters. It holds the record for the longest running comedy thriller on Broadway and was also nominated for Tony Award for Best Play. It's being directed by Stephen Scruggs. Auditions are happening on the 11th and 12th at 7 p.m. and performances for the three weekends in February the 9th. Through the 11th, 16th through 18th, and the 23rd to the 25th. So 3 weeks in February, the show's going on. I am sure that even if you miss this, you hear this announcement and it's too late for the going for rehearsals or for tryouts, trust me, you can go ahead and check out auditions. You can just get a hold of them down there. They'll be glad to get you on board. So there you go. That's for Death Trapper. All right. Hey, we got the Elks Lodge Christmas Basket Program going on it. Let's see, this is happening for the 16th of December. You can be on hand to help with the Christmas Basket Program at the Elks Lodge. There are many appreciative faces on the day of pickup. Those are people who are out of work or just need a little help for the holidays, so their volunteers come away with a feeling of warmth knowing they have brought joy into someone's life. You can help them by taking part, gather donations from your own cupboards, talk to your neighbors, friends, and family, and get them involved. Just one can of food helps. So they're starting this in December at the Wisner Room. That's downstairs at the Elks. And they will be busy with volunteers sorting, stacking, and counting food. Get ready for pickup on December 16th. All help and donations are greatly appreciated. You can contact Sharon at Christmas Basket Chairman at 541-412-8968 or 541-429-1382. So they are looking for donations of turkeys or hams, dressing mixes, instant mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, corn, beans, peas, fruit, Christmas cookies, and candy. Okay. Oh, hey, you know what? Yeah, coming up. This is going to be fun. On the 22nd, every year they've been doing this. Dave Skaggs, he put this together a few years back, and I joined in a few years ago after we did a certain thing called the Grinch Stole Christmas at the Chetco Playhouse. So what it is on the 22nd at the Redwood Theater at 1 p.m. This is for kids and adults alike, but bring all the children's out there because they show the Grinch cartoon and then they show the Polar Express. And they've got, well, there's this big elf there, and then there's Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus and the conductor's there. And yours truly, the Grinch, is there. That's right. I have fun going out there every year and doing it. So make sure you bring your kids because, yeah, I will interact with them. That is for sure. We have some fun on that one. And I come away pretty tired after that day, I'll tell you that. Woo! That Grinch outfit is like wearing, I tell people it's like wearing a outfit made out of a carpet with a heating blanket inside. Yeah, that's the best way to describe that one. Okay, so the Wild Rivers Community Foundation here has got coming up on December the 14th in Brookings at 3 to 4:30 at the Czech Hook Community Library. They're getting ready to celebrate the community. Join the board and staff of Wild Rivers Connect this holiday season as they gather together to celebrate the strength of nonprofit community and its volunteers. If you're affiliated with a local nonprofit in Curry or Del Norte County in any capacity, whether it's on the board, as a volunteer, as paid staff, as a donor supporter, this celebration is for you. Come bask in the glow of your good work and the good work the others like you. The celebration goes from 3 to 4:30 p.m. in the large meeting room at the Czech Hook Community Public Library on Thursday, December 14th. Join them for food and drink, networking, and mingling. Some pretty cool door prizes, a little bit of swag, and a whole lot of fun. So you can RSVP. They would like you to RSVP. You can send an email to wildriversconnect@gmail.com. Or for questions, call Kathleen Dixon, Outreach Coordinator, at 541-661-1385. All right, Wild Rivers Connect. Okay, and then let's see. Coming up, Family Resource Center calendar of events is happening. And on the 14th, they've got Learn Seasons for Kindergarten Readiness. And 4 p.m., 5:30 p.m., they got the Parent Cafe. So that's happening there on the 14th. 15th, they've got Circle Time. And on the 16th, they got a special event. Dickens Family Holiday Festival going on at 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. That's happening at the Family Resource Center in Crescent City. You can call them at 707-464-0955. Had a little trouble getting through that one, reading the calendar there. My goodness. Rented lips here. Okay, so for the Christmas, Ellensburg Theater presents the heartwarming comedy, Making God Laugh. That's right, a comedy of planners based on the saying, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. This is going to be happening on the, let's see, it already had one weekend, the 1st and 3rd. They're going to be having on the 15th and 17th. So this is the weekend, the last weekend coming up, folks, to catch this one. Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. Tickets are $12 for adults and $10 for students and available at Gold Beach Books, the Coffee Dock, or at the door. You can call 541-247-4382 for reservations. Dinner and the show for two at Spinner's Restaurant for $75. This is at the Rogue Playhouse in Gold Beach. All right, Making God Laugh. Okay, that's right. I told you I had some info on the Foggy Bottom Bar and Grill. I wasn't lying. On Fridays, they got Mike Massey going on. And on the 23rd, they've got Jeffrey James. And on New Year's Eve, they're going to have a New Year's Eve party with the Spence Bros. That's what's happening at Foggy Bottom Bar and Grill. Better late than never. There's a holiday fashion show going on at Foggy Bottom Bar and Grill, hosted by Love Me Two Times. This is happening this week, December 3rd on Wednesday, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's a holiday fashion show. Beautiful women wearing beautiful clothes. A fun evening out. Bring your friends to Foggy Bottom Bar and Grill, formerly the Voodoo Lounge. Family Resource Center of the Redwoods at 494 Pacific Avenue and Seroptimus International Crescent City presents the community viewing of I Am Jane Doe on December 12th, 6 to 8 p.m. I Am Jane Doe chronicles the epic battle that several American mothers are waging on behalf of their middle school daughters, victims of sex trafficking, on Backpage.com, the adult classified site that for years was part of the Village Voice. Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act of 1996 protects providers from any information posted on their sites. Please join us in making a difference in the sex trafficking of our children. This is a free event. Donations are welcome. That's at the Family Resource Center of the Redwoods. All right, we got a drive-through Christmas light display going on. It's happening December 8th through the 23rd from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. They're inviting businesses and families to participate. Come set up a free display and help support the local Grange Horse Club. Set up 1st through the 7th, so you better be set up. And for more information on this, you can call the fair office at 707-464-9556 for the drive-through Christmas light display. All right. Oh, here we go. It's time for a bit of weird history with Bushwhacker Bruce. Right. Good day, mates. Bushwhacker Bruce here with another bit of weird history for your knowledge pleasure. Did you know that in late December of 1965, as Gemini 6 crewed by Wally Shearer and Tom Stafford, prepared for retro fire after concluding the first successful manned space rendezvous, notorious prankster Shearer relayed this message to Mission Control. "Houston, we have an object, looks like a satellite going from north to south, probably in polar orbit. Looks like he might be going to re-enter soon. You just might pick up that thing on radar. I see a command module and 8 smaller modules in front. The pilot in the command module is wearing a red suit." It's true! The joke slowly dawned on Mission Control as Stafford shook a string of bells and Shearer started playing a rendition of Jingle Bells on his harmonica. It appears that the only problem Houston had was red wool pulled over their eyes by a couple of astronauts. Right. Well, that was this week's bit of weird history with yours truly, Bushwhacker Bruce. Until next time, keep it weird. Alrighty. Hey, thank you, Bushwhacker. Always a pleasure having you on here. Hey, they got the Joker and Jester comedy tour coming to the 101. I was talking about that earlier. Well, they're featuring Jake Daniels and Tony DiJamco. I got his name right the first time. I'm proud of it. I've been practicing this. So, yeah, that's going to be happening. They also have a steak special going on there. Just wanted to make sure I got their names out for them. That's at the 101. Let's see. We got, getting metaphysical with the ladies at Gypsies. That's right. Coming up on December 16th, they got the Essential Oils Workshop happening at 1 to 4. Let's see, on the 18th, they got Messages from the Masters at 6 p.m. And on the 31st, they got a New Year's Eve Singing Bowls and Messages from the Masters. If you're interested in joining them there, you can stop in at Gypsies or call 541-813-1882. Getting metaphysical with the ladies at Gypsy. All right. Okay, here we go. We got the Nutcracker happening here. That's right. Sky Marie did her little group, the Nutcracker and the Modern Ballet. Well, the second production is on the big screen at the Redwood Theater on Checo Avenue in Brookings. We'll feature a screening of the New York City Ballet performing the Nutcracker with choreography by George Balanchine. There will be 2 showings on Sunday, December 17th and Monday, December 18th, both starting at 4 p.m. Doors open at 3:30 p.m. and tickets are $12 each. The Redwood Theater will be offering its usual variety of soft drinks and snacks, and a portion of the ticket sales will benefit Brookings' own Curry Coast Community Radio, KCIWLP 100.7 FM, otherwise known as the little station that could. That's right. Hey, we want you to come on down and have a good time because it's a fundraiser for us, and that's always a good thing, and we always have fun doing that stuff. So, KCIW hopes you'll add some sparkle and a little dash of magic to your holiday season by attending this Nutcracker performance. Perfect for families, young audiences, and the young at heart. Okay. Hey, it's a Christmas extravaganza going on at Seaview Senior Living Community. That's right, at 98059 Gerlach Lane on the 15th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Join them for their annual Christmas extravaganza and dinner with entertainment provided by favorite local musician Patty Ann DeCuna and a special appearance from Santa. All right, that's happening at Seaview on the 15th. Ugly Sweater Christmas Party. Well, Christmas season wouldn't be right without one of those. This is happening on the 16th at 7 p.m. up at the Landing in the Rogue in Gold Beach. Join them for some holiday cheer, fun, and raise some money for local youth activities. Hey, and they got New Year's Eve coming up here pretty soon. They got one going on there at Elk Valley Casino on the 31st from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. Dance into the new year with DJ Net, playing your favorites and taking requests. There's no cover charge. That's New Year's Eve at Elk Valley Casino. And then Lucky 7 Casino presents their Glitter, Glam, and Disco, celebrating the new year and enjoy entertainment and a midnight toast. Cash and prize giveaways. Play slots from 8 p.m. to 12:15 a.m. for your chance to win a share of over $5,000 in cash and prizes. Win a 2018 cash grand prize, and with a 2018 cash grand prize, there you go. You can dress up in glitter, glam, or disco costume and get $20 in free play. That's what's happening at Lucky 7 Casino. The casinos are rocking it on for the New Year's Eve, I see. Okay, hey, and it is still time for the You can still donate to the Caitlin's cause in memory of Caitlin Wallace, who lost her fight against cancer in April 24th, 2008. They're getting the money together to buy the kids at the Dornbecker Oncology Ward. Yeah, get them some presents and stuff for this Christmas. They're from a few months old to 18, and they're going through tough cancer treatments during a time in which kids should be enjoying their families and friends during the holidays. So they're asking for cash donations because that way they can buy the proper toys and everything that are okay to go into the ward. So if you would like to donate to this event, please contact Chief Chris Wallace or Lieutenant Donnie Dotson. The donations will be collected, and then a personal trip will be made to Dornbecker, at which time gifts will be given directly to the oncology patients at the hospital in memory of Caitlin Wallace and Curry County. So Caitlin's cause is a 501 nonprofit. So if you or someone would like to donate or are unable to contact them directly, you can do it at Rogue Credit Union or through our website, www.caitlinscause.com. Once again, thank you and look forward to another successful year. That's from Chief Chris Wallace, Brookings Police Department. Okay, and the ladies' Christmas dinner hosted by Gems is happening on the 14th from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at Northwoods Ocean 675. You can make your plans to join in on the annual Women's Christmas Dinner. You'll enjoy a traditional Christmas dinner, heartfelt worship, their speaker, Daphne Dean. It's all about his presence. Tickets are $25 and are now available to purchase at Cornerstone and at Lisa McCowan State Farm at 1080 Mason Mall, Suite 1 off 3rd Street. Limit to the first 150 people. Okay, so that's it on that. And, you know, hey, we at KCIW, always looking for volunteers to come help us out in the production end of things here. We need some editors and producers. And, yeah, if you're in the mood to do something like that, then we are definitely in the mood to have you aboard. It's a great crew down here, working with a whole bunch of them. I got half the shop in here now with me today, so it's beautiful. But it's always good times with us. It's a great crew, and we have some fun doing it. And, yeah, we need some help out there. And, hey, I'm sure we have room for another show or two as well. Looking for some good, shows there, music shows or whatever you have. Come up with something new and original even and surprise us. That'll be great. So, hey, well, that's it. The producer's giving me the finger here, which the number one finger. So, play on words there, folks. Anyway, like I said, it's Monday. Anything can happen. So, hey, that's it. I got no more. I want to thank you all for tuning into this week's Insider Report. Make sure and check out all the other great shows on the little station that could, KCIW LP 100.7 FM. And make sure and tune into the Magical Musical History Tour this week as I set the spotlight on Hank Williams. That's right, playing some good music there. See schedules for days and times and check out the other great shows, including the Insider Report on kciw.org. Until next week, this is Bruce Honky Tonkin Ellis signing off. Keep it real and spread the love and peace every chance you get. And I'll see you out there. Bam! That's right, the Bam Girls are in the house.
Music credits for the preceding show go to kciw.org/credits.